This is me, your host, Ken Johnson, and welcome to another episode of Successful Inventing. Welcome. Today we're going to discuss the 6 easy steps to make millions from your ideas. This is taken directly from my book, The Simple Plan. Today we will have part 1 of that series, The 6 Easy Steps. In today's episode, we'll cover step 1, and then we'll have also step 2 and 3. And then next week, we'll discuss steps 4, 5, and 6. Again, these are the 6 easy steps, and these are the part of what I reveal in my book, The Simple Plan. It's available on Amazon, and if you'd love to learn more about inventing, regardless of what your consumer product is, you will learn a great deal from my book, The Simple Plan. So today, in part 1, we will discuss steps 1, 2, and 3. Okay, so great. Let's discuss the first step of the simple plan. The first step is the most critical step in your journey toward making your invention a success. I say it's the most critical because it is the linchpin that will determine whether or not you should even be pursuing your invention and whether or not it can potentially be successful. That first step, I call it the research evaluation. Now, during this step, your goal is to research your idea before you spend a lot of money and time pursuing it. Most inventors think the first thing they must do is run out to the patent office and get a patent. And that is really not true. The first thing you must do after you've conceived this idea that you think is brilliant, you must determine if there truly is a market for it. The reason this is so critical is that most inventors skip this step. They will make this step number 4, 5, or 6. They'll start out with their concept, and they will run to the patent office before they researched it. They run to the patent office before they've determined its viability. They'll run to the patent office before they've even built a prototype and determined if the invention will do what they say it will do. And that's why this step is so important. It will save you a lot of time and a lot of money. You must research your idea to make certain that it has viability. So part of this research evaluation is to determine what the market's appetite is for this invention. What is the potential commercial viability of the invention? So what you will do is, as part of this, is you can start by asking friends and family about the problem that your invention is supposed to solve. Remember, every successful invention solves a problem. If your invention does not solve a problem, then you have a problem. Every invention solves a problem, and it becomes commercially viable if the market says, hey, I have that problem too, and I need a resolution. I need a solution, and I'm willing to pay money for that solution. So you must determine, 1, does your invention truly solve a problem? And 2, will the market, will consumers be interested in purchasing a solution to that problem? And how widespread is the problem? How many consumers out there really have this problem? And how many of those consumers are willing to pay money for a solution? Because not every problem that requires a solution also will yield revenue or a commercial viable product. So you must research, and you can start with friends and family and ask them, do they have the problem? What are they currently doing to solve the problem? Would they be willing to spend money to solve that problem? How are they solving the problem now? And how does your idea, your concept, how is it superior to the current solutions in the market? And you have to be honest about this. If you hype yourself into believing your solution is better than everything else, you're only fooling yourself. And you'll end up spending a lot of money and wasting money on a solution that's not superior to the current offerings. And if it's truly not superior in at least one of three ways that I'm going to describe here in a second, you are wasting your time and money. And what are those three ways or three superior attributes you're looking for? Your solution must either be more efficient, it must be more effective, or must be less costly than the current solutions. If it's not one of those three things, efficient, more effective, or less money than the current offerings, you're probably wasting your time. So this is what you're trying to determine. And you can start, as I said, with friends and family, and then you move on to strangers and people you don't know. Okay, or you don't know very well. You want to find out again, are they experiencing the problem? How are they currently resolving it? Or what solution are they using? And discuss not the secret sauce of your invention, but how your invention, the benefits of your invention, exceed that of the current solutions. Most inventors are worried that they're going to someone's going to steal their idea, so they don't tell anyone or ask anyone or do any research regarding their invention. But the opposite is really what you must do. You must talk to people about your concept. Again, you don't have to reveal all the secret sauces of your invention and how it does what it does, but you must explain to people how it is superior. And you can talk in generic terms. You can discuss the problem and then how your invention will resolve that problem in an either more effective, efficient, or less expensive manner. So in doing so, you can do so without revealing the secrets of your invention, but at the same time, get feedback so you can determine if your invention truly has some potential for success. I get into this in more detail in my book on how to do the research. I talk about primary research, and that's research you do yourself. You can go to a library, you can go on the internet, you can go to department stores or big box stores and seek other solutions, and then examine those solutions to determine how you can differentiate your invention from current offerings. I talk about all of these things in the book, and that's under the primary research heading. And then I talk about secondary research, where you will rely on the research done by others and use that previously done research to determine if you have a product that has commercial viability. You'll also want to research the competition, which I get into in the book, and how to do that. Patent research, you'll want to engage in that because you don't want to go down the road of inventing a product that has already been patented, because you could be infringing on someone else's patent. So you'll want to do at least some preliminary research to determine if there truly is a possibility, not only for you to patent your invention, but making certain that you're not infringing on someone else's. Because the fact that you don't see your invention, your patentable invention in the market, does not in itself mean that it doesn't already have a patent on it. The fact that it's not in the market only means that whoever may have a patent either has not marketed their patented invention or they failed. Both potential outcomes you will want to know. So you want to do patent research to make certain you're not infringing on someone else's patented idea. So that's a synopsis of step one. Again, you want to do research before you engage in spending money or you engage in even building a prototype. Just research the concept, look for competition, research the patent office and make sure you're not infringing on other patented products. And then you go to step two. And now let's look at step two of the six easy steps to make millions from your ideas. Step two is build a prototype. Now, again, this is very important, and there are a lot of people and even consulting companies out there that tell you you don't even need to build a prototype to get a license. And in some cases, that may be true. But I suggest building a prototype, assuming, though, that your prototype can be built and it won't cost you a fortune to do so. If you can build a simple prototype, again, it doesn't have to look beautiful. It doesn't have to be well designed in terms of its aesthetic beauty. It just needs to function. To show you how simple a prototype can be, in my industry, the toy and game industry, and particularly when it comes to games, a prototype is simply taking your game idea and cobbling together components from other games, or making something yourself just to be able to play the game. You can make your game board out of cardboard and crayons. It doesn't matter to potential licensees what it's made of or how beautiful it is. It just must function. It has to demonstrate the gameplay. I've literally seen game prototypes made with cardboard and crayon drawings to resemble or show what the game playing surface looks like. It doesn't have to be beautiful. And that's true in all industries. Again, your prototype simply must function. It doesn't have to be beautiful. And trying to make it aesthetically pleasing and beautiful will be expensive. And at this stage, all you're trying to do is prove the prototype works, does what it's supposed to do, and does it in an efficient or effective manner, or both. And that's what you're trying to prove with the prototype. So in my view, building a prototype is very important. And it also helps later on when you're trying to figure out what it will cost to build this. The potential licensees will want to know, how much does it cost to build or make this particular product? Well, if you've never built a prototype, you have no idea what parts are necessary, what manufacturing processes may be necessary. So you can't give an estimate of cost, not a really accurate estimate of cost. So building a prototype helps you with that as well. Of course, I get into much more detail in the book, but that's an overview of step two. So now let's talk about step three of the simple plan, six easy steps to make millions from your ideas. Step three is what I call product evaluation. So again, step one was the research evaluation. In that evaluation, you're just trying to research the market, the potential for this, the concept, does it have market potential? What do users think of the problem, and are they seeking solutions, etc.? That's what you're trying to determine in the research evaluation, step one. In step two, as we've talked about, that's the prototype building stage. In step three, product evaluation, that's where you're looking at the prototype itself. You're determining the cost to build it. You have people test the prototype to make certain that, one, they like it, two, it resolves their problem, and three, it resolves their problem in an effective, efficient, or less costly manner than the current solutions. That's what you're looking for to resolve in the product evaluation, step three of the simple plan. Of course, in my book, I get into more detail of how you do this. There may be non-disclosure agreements involved because you want to test the prototypes with potential users. So you'll want them to sign an NDA or a non-disclosure agreement. You'll be testing and looking for certain aspects such as the speed, the ease of use, ease of production, durability, reliability. There's probably 50 different things you're going to look for during this process. Odor, is an odor emitted during the process? And is that common among competing solutions? Seasonal demand, the difficulty of market penetration, excitement. Do people get excited using the product? You'll determine this in the prototype testing stage, or the product evaluation stage, which is the testing of your prototype. Profitability, can it be produced profitably? Can it be produced at all at a cost that people will be willing to pay for? These are important things you will determine during the product evaluation, step three of the simple plan. So that's a synopsis of the first three steps of the six steps of the simple plan. And if you want to know them all and get into the detail, I'd encourage you to buy my book. It's on Amazon, The Simple Plan, Six Easy Steps to Make Millions from Your Ideas. And when you purchase the book, you'll find within it my website locations and how you can download more information, NDAs, you can download license agreement samples, etc. Or you can go directly to my website, that is kenjohnsonspeaks.com, or the website address is also successfulinventing.com, and you'll find a lot of other information there to help. But again, the details are in the book. So I want to thank you for listening today, and I want to encourage you to continue down the road of inventing. Be cautious in how you spend your money, because it can be an expensive proposition. But by doing your research evaluation before you spend much money, you can determine if your idea has commercial potential. And with that determination, you can then proceed to do what's necessary to bring it to the market. So thanks again for listening. This is Ken Johnson, and I want to wish you successful inventing.